This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the central government has prioritized the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst the ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizable number of people from Kerala. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad this afternoon, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimize its impact on the country.
वेस्ट एशिया में चल रहे युद्ध पर सबकी नजर है इस युद्ध का प्रभाव भारत पर कम से कम पड़े इसके लिए हमारी सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है केरलम के बहुत सारे लोग युद्धगत क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से ही मैं इन देशों के सभी राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से लगातार संपर्क में हूं सारे ही देश युद्ध क्षेत्रों में फंसे भारतीयों की सुरक्षा को प्राथमिकता दे रहे हैं भारतीयों के हितों की सुरक्षा भाजपा एनडीए सरकार के लिए सर्वोपरि है
Prime Minister also launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and the United Democratic Front, accusing them of trapping the state in a cycle of corruption. The Prime Minister later reached Thrissur to hold a roadshow. Meanwhile, addressing a public event in Thirur, Keralam Chief Minister Pinrayi Vijayan had dismissed allegations of a CPIM-SDPI deal for the upcoming assembly elections as false. The Congress has released the list of 284 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal. The party has nominated former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary from Bahrampur, Pradeep Prasad from Bhavanipur, former MP Mausam Noor from Maltipur, S.K. Jariatul Hussain from Nandigram, Shubhashish Bhattacharya from Panihati, and Ranajit Mukherjee from Bidhan Nagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that a crisis is emerging around the world regarding petrol and diesel. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said these are challenging times as the region is a major center of India's energy needs. Mr. Modi appealed to all citizens to remain vigilant and not be misled by rumors. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. In Chhattisgarh, one Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in the Polampalli police station area of Sukma district today. During a search of the site, the body of the Maoist, along with weapons, was recovered. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal emphasized that the fisheries sector plays a key role in securing India's food security and ensuring livelihood, supporting more than 9 million fisher families, largely comprising small, traditional and artisanal fishermen practicing sustainable methods. Leading the Indian delegation at the World Trade Organization's 14th Ministerial Conference in Cameroon, the minister presented India's balanced and people-centric approach to fisheries governance. In the ongoing International Film Festival Delhi 2026, veteran filmmaker Shekhar Kapoor shared extensive insights into the evolving landscape of global cinema and the growing impact of artificial intelligence. Addressing the intersection of technology and art, Mr. Kapoor highlighted AI's role is in democratizing the filmmaking process. Moving towards the conclusion, the film festival will hold a gala, red carpet and a closing ceremony tomorrow. In the IPL cricket, chasing a target of 221, Mumbai Indians were 88 for nil in 7 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders in the second match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders posted a massive total of 220 for 4 with the help of captain Ajinkya Rahane's 67, Angrish Raghuvanshi's 51 runs. For Mumbai, Shardul Thakur picked up 3 wickets. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl. The 2-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.